introduce you as George Edwards, defense coordinator.
How we doing?
Good. Good.
How are you?
Good.
Who reached out to you, George? Was it Spielman or Zimmer?
I talk with both. I mean, me and Zim have known each other for a long time, and I work with Spielman when we were down in Miami, when we were down there the first time. So I've really talked to both guys as this process got going.
Did you think you spent 2 years right in Dallas underneath him as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, we were together there 4 years, and it was my first time in a league, so it was my first job in a league. 2 years we worked together. He was a secondary coach, I was a linebacker coach, and then the last 2 years there, he was a coordinator and I was a linebacker coach.
For those last 2 years, what did you learn about him and the way he goes about
it? Well, Zim's always been a stickler with preparation. He's always got guys in position to make plays. And, you know, you just know we're going to do things the right way. We're going to pay attention to the fundamentals and the techniques that we need to play. And that's what he's always done. You look at him as a position coach. You look at him as a defense coordinator. You can see that, you know, every year and year out with the teams that he's been a part of.
Did you say that you're running a 4-3?
Yes, right now we're just going through the evaluation process, looking where guys are. So we haven't pinpointed exactly what everybody can do. We're kind of going through that phase right now, just doing evaluations.
Would you say that you share?
Okay.
Are you worried that you being such a defensive coordinator and a guy that's in there, are you worried he's going to be in your meetings all the time?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I welcome him to come into meetings because, I mean, with his experience, you know, over the years in this league defensively, it's not going to do anything but help us.
Do you really see it as a kind of a partnership with that defense then?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, he's been successful. You can look at, you know, the teams in Cincinnati and the success they had, pressuring quarterbacks and getting the ball out, getting turnovers and those kind of things. So no doubt about it.
Would you say you share the same philosophies, and what do you kind of envision with this team?
No doubt about it. I mean, we're on the same page exactly what we envision our players coming out and performing and how they're going to perform. So we've got the same vision, and we're working towards the same goal.
What didn't work in Buffalo?
Buffalo, I'll tell you, we were a 3-4, going transition to a 3-4 defense there. Really didn't have a lot of pieces, but as you can see, that team has grown a lot. A lot of the young players that we came in that ended up playing are playing well now. So I think the maturity process and, you know, overcoming some injury battles that they had there, I think that was the biggest thing.
With the possibility of switching to a 3-4, do you think that might be the same kind of transition issue?
No, right now, we're like I said, we're just an evaluation process, and we're going to put guys, line them up where we think is the best for them to have success.
What struck you when you have looked at tapes from last year?
I see a group of men that play hard in every situation. I mean, guys are relentless, chasing the ball, trying to create turnovers, those kind of things. So it's a good group, you can tell, that really care about each other and working together for a common goal.
As far as the breakdowns, what did you see as some of the common denominators in what happened in last year's defense?
Well, I think what we're doing right now is just going through. We don't know exactly what they were asked or we're being told to do. So from that aspect of it, it's just an evaluation of the player and the skill set for us right now. We're not really evaluating what they did schematically. We're just really evaluating the personnel.
What position do you see as a major need for this
defense? Well, I think right now we're just still in that process of deciding, you know, what we need to do, where we need help, those kind of things. But right now we're just working through that process. Well, I'll tell you the thing that was appealing here. You look at the draft picks that they've had, the last draft picks. They've got some good young talent that we can come in here and I think help develop to keep pushing it. And like you said, they've been good on defense around here for a long time. I mean, you can just go back a year before. I mean, they had success playing defense. So from that aspect of it, we don't think we're that far off.
Any initial thoughts on Shreve Floyd and where he might fit in for you?
Well, we're just in the evaluation phase of it right now, but, you know, I liked him a lot when he was coming out, so we're just trying to get all the pieces looked at and evaluated right now and see where everything fits.
There are a lot of pending free agents, though. Do you see a possibility of quite a bit of change on that defensive side?
Again, right now we're just starting to evaluate it, okay? So we just started this week getting in here, getting going, getting the coaching staff in here going, so, you know, we're all just kind of putting eyes on it this week and getting going. Well, I think, you know, this game is pretty simple. I don't think it's very hard. You got to be able to get off a block and you got to be able to tackle. I mean, those two things are the biggest emphasis. So it's not that complicated. You keep it simple, let guys play with the abilities they have, ask them to do things that they can do, and try to keep them out of bad matchups. Well, I think it's something that we're going to emphasize every day. I mean, it's going to be a common message amongst all of us, you know, getting the most out of your ability every day. We want it to be competitive every day. So that's going to be what we're going to try to do each and every day out here. All of the above.
What kind of head coach thinks Mike will be?
I think he'll do a great job. He's going to pay attention to the details. He's going to, you know, we're going to be competitive each week. And I think the guys are really enjoying being around him because he's very straightforward. He's very honest with the evaluation, and it's fair. And I just think it's going to be a good situation. I think he'll have no problem having success.
Most of you coaches on the defensive side have previous experience with Mike, but except for Jerry. What did you guys see in Jerry as you guys went through this process?
Jerry's reputation precedes it. I mean, he's been coaching and playing in this league for a long time. And, you know, just the time period we've been there, there's a lot of respect for what he's done in this league. And you can just tell why as we're going through some of this evaluation process right now. He brings a lot to the table for us.
You've tried to grow as a coach. What did you take away from your previous defensive coordinator experiences that you know, you think you can learn from and apply this year?
I think the biggest thing is trying to get guys in the best position to succeed each and every day. When, you know, certain things come up with injuries, certain things come up with guys having to miss games, and you can't change everything schematically, but just getting people in the right position to get the most out of their ability. I think Dan Quinn, they did an excellent job out there defensively last year. I worked with Dan before, and they did an excellent job. Again, I think what they did is you look at it, they gave a lot of different looks. They had a lot of different personnel where they subbed in and out, different subgroups and those kind of things, and they asked guys to do specific jobs. And I think they had a lot of success at it this season.
How important is it to you to mix up defenses and you know, basically try to keep offenses guessing what you're throwing at them?
I think it's critical, especially when you're talking about, you know, in our division, affecting the throw of the quarterback and getting after the quarterback, you know, being able to attack him, being able to do certain things in coverage as far as matchups and those kind of things. I think it'll be critical for us.
Is there one side that you lean toward the other, whether it's youth or experience as far as just going back to the Seattle's defense?
I think the thing for us is through this evaluation process, and I know this about Coach Denver, we're going to play the best players. I mean, at the end of the day, we want it to be competitive each and every day that we're out here, whether it's in practice, whether it's preparation for a game, whatever it is, we want to be competitive. And the guys that are going to come out and do that consistently day in and day out are the guys that are going to help us.
Have you faced Norv's offenses very often, and what's kind of your impression?
Yeah, I've faced Norv quite a bit in this league over the last 17 years, so he's one thing you can count on is his offenses have always put up good, you know, good stats. They're going to throw the ball down the field. They've always been good at play action pass and always been good, you know, running the football. So he's always caused a lot of headaches on our side of the ball.
I know you said you'd like to mix things up, but do you consider yourself, when you're talking about coverage, is more man or more zone guy?
Again, as we're working through this process, we're going to see what our guys can do and try to get them in the best position, whether we're playing man or zone or a man within a zone. I mean, whatever concept we need to probably match the personnel that we have.
Your last ones?
Nope. It'll work.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.